Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, right now with this tragedy in Aurora, Colorado, you know, we have a report available for you that on the we'll talk more about that in a moment. But also we're going to talk about gun control because understanding the Second Amendment, we're going to go in detail and we're going to talk about there's a strategy going on. And as Christians, you know, we don't have to buy into the press. We can just kind of delete that and just say, what does God say? And we're going to talk about God's word's perspective about what's going on. Because people say, well, they're not connected. They're not part of the same organization. It's Ephesians 6:12, church. Everybody that is not obeying God is walking in rebellion, that has evil in their heart. They're all in the same organization. Right. The head of it is not Al-Qaeda. The head of it is Satan. And that's how they can harmonize. I mean, you think about it. When you walk through a crowd of people that don't even know each other, how can two people in that crowd on opposite sides say the very same thing? The last thing you needed to hear was the very first thing that both of them said. That happens because they both surrendered their mouth to the adversary. They were used at that one moment to say something. Doesn't mean that they're, you know, some demonic person. It just means, just like Peter said to Jesus, don't go to Jerusalem.
Right.
I mean, the enemy uses, he says, the tongue is set on fire by hell.
Right.
You know, the brother of Jesus said. And which means, you know, if we have open doors or empty houses, if we chose not, if we gave our life to God, but we chose not to be discipled, hello, you are a puppet. You are a puppet.
Right.
And to be frank with you, you know, I'd get discipled pretty quick because great deception is coming so quick. I've never seen so many people even profess to be Christians bring in so much doubt, you know, and it all started in the garden. It started in the garden. You know, this is exactly the same thing since the beginning of time when the serpent says to Eve, did God really say that? You know, and that's how it starts.
Right. And then one seed of doubt, one seed of second guessing.
Yeah. And then a double-minded man gets nothing from God. Guess what you're not going to get from God? And so, you know, some people say, you need to question God. I said, no, you don't need to question God. You need to obey God. When God says this is what you do, it's what you need to do it. When he says, come and reason with me, he does not want you to come and doubt his Godhead, his father, and he sent his son. No, that's not it. Mm-hmm. And then it went from there to all of a sudden, she goes right back and says, well, this is exactly what God said. But she should not have been dialoguing with the devil in the first place. If you find yourself in some conversation with somebody who is held captive by the adversary, and you know, their mouth set on fire by hell, and Jesus was almost tempted not to do the Father's will because of Peter's tongue. Do you really think because you're going to come back at them with your, you know, intellectual argument that you're going to make it out of that? Because the next thing she's, after she cranked out, you know, an accurate statement, which she never should have been talking to the devil in the first place, then he comes in at that point, and he makes a statement that, well, he really didn't say that. He really didn't say this. She already bought into the conversation with him already. And so he says, he said, did God really say that? And then she comes back and says exactly what he says. And then she starts speaking to him and just kind of talks about it. And then he goes, no, he really didn't say that. That's not what he really said.
Mm.
See, this is what's going on. Let me tell you about God. And then they start bringing up some false religion. You know, and so they start telling you, well, this is what God was really saying. He was saying that if you move to celestial heaven, if you cut off somebody's head, if you blow yourself up with a vest and kill somebody with it, if this is what he's really trying. You see, he don't want you to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil because you're going to be like God.
Mm-hmm.
Like God.
Mm.
See, it's just a garden. I mean, you know, Mormonism started in America, and they really think they got they trumped something. It's an old argument.
Right.
You know, they believe you work your way to a certain point, and you become God. You know,
right.
God was a man like us. God was what was once. Brigham Young said this, God was what we now are, and God is what we will be. See, God had a God. And now that he worked his way to this place of Godhead, or to God, not Godhead, because they don't believe in the Trinity, that eventually, we'll just put it this way. Eventually, Glenn Beck's going to be a god. Now, I like Glenn. I like anybody that's in any, you know, religion. I think they're searching for God, and I'm not right. against any. I'm actually, you just witness to anybody the way you would, the love of God. God loves you. And just like, you know, you need to go back and listen to highlights, but we have a former Mormon talking on there. He said he's come to a point that, you know, no matter how good it was, he found out he needed God. Mm-hmm. And he come to himself, and he calls out to Jesus to save him, and he saves him. Now he spends his life loving on the Mormon people and helping them come out and come over and find the God that they were searching for. Mm-hmm. This is based on works. But that's the same argument that's been in the garden since the beginning, you know, and he's just twisting everything. When somebody says, well, this is what God's saying, first of all, even, you know, what we're talking about, look in the Bible. Don't look in the Quran. Don't look in the Book of Mormon. You don't look in all these other books that have been added to the Word of God or taken away from the Word of God. Just look at the Bible, you know, whose author is the Holy Spirit. Under the unction of the Holy Spirit, these men wrote. We got to have Tracy on someday. I mean, Tracy's just intellectually and anointed to be able to connect all these parts, to be able to give our listeners a good viewpoint of the Bible and its authenticity and with evidence.
Right.
And she did that at the School of Ministry. And we want to be able to put that out for our listeners. So maybe we can talk. Hey, Tracy, if you're listening today, tell everybody we said hello. And we'd love for you to be able to do that someday for us, for our listeners, so they can defend what and why they believe in the Word of God in the context of how awesome it is and all the prophecies that were spoken and have come to pass. And it's living, it's active, it's sharper than all the wonderful things. But she has some very specific findings that's going to just, it'll really encourage you. But you got to pray about it. Maybe she'll hear the Lord talk to her about that. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.